Good morning, everybody. I want to start looking today at a new area in Hilchos Brachos, which relates to something called Pat Habo Bekisni. Pat Habo Bekisni will loosely translate for the moment as snack bread, bread that one has for a type of snack. We'll have to look more closely at what it is and what it's been about. But let's give a few words of general introduction. We know the five types of grain, and generally speaking, most items that one produces from the five types of grain, either their bracha is hamotzi if you make lechem, or the bracha is mezonos if you make something else which is not lechem, something which is not bread, so then it's mezonos. Now, the items which one produces which are not classic bread can be divided into two categories. There are items which are not bread and they are cooked, and there are items which are not bread and they are baked. So let's give some simple everyday examples. So we have all types of things which are not bread. They're made out of the five types of grain and they are cooked. They're cooked in a pot, like pasta, spaghetti, couscous, types of porridge, all types of things like that, which are cooked in a pot with a procedure of cooking. Now, all these things, we know their bracha is mezonos, and their bracha will always be mezonos. As opposed to something else, which we'll talk about in a minute, which is mezonos, but can sometimes change. These types of cooked items have got no similarity, let's say, to bread. They're not even baked in the same fashion as bread. They're in no sense, can they be viewed as bread. However, we have some other items that are made from the five types of grain, which are a sort of in-between type of category. So we have other items where, in a similar fashion to bread, you begin by producing a dough, you bake them in the oven, and nevertheless, they're not classic bread. In what sense are they not classic bread? Because they've been made in such a fashion that it would not be usual to partake of these items as regular bread, as something for kavil suda, as something for real satiation. They've been made in such a fashion that it is clear that such an item is made normally for snack, for enjoyment, not for regular mealtime satiation. And these types of breads are what we call tab habor akisni, which loosely will translate as snack bread. And in a general sense, just to give a general overview, these types of foods, these types of snack bread, so when one partakes of them as a snack, their bracha is mezonos. If one would indeed, would be unusual, this is not the main tafkid of such a type of bread, but if one would partake of this type of bread as a meal, one would take it and make upon it kavil suda, its bracha would indeed be hamotzi and bring some of them like regular bread.
And this is the bracha, right?
Yes.
Bracha depends on what I'm doing with it.
Yeah.
But it seems to me very, very different in the example of pizza and Israel.
Yeah.
And pizza in Israel, in the United States, they have this one piece, two pieces, whatever they have. It depends what kind of bracha. In Israel,
yeah.
When we live here in this room and before, because this is a meal, right now, you don't have any more choice. It doesn't matter how you look at it. Another case. Every time pizza became bread in Israel.
Oh.
Specifically, pizza is irrelevant what you personally or I, Michael Goffman, would like to do it.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah, so let's take it Okay. Just speak a little bit more about that second point that you mentioned. But basically, what's going to happen is we're going to learn through the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. So we're going to see the various halachic criteria that are given to define these types of snack bread. It's produced like this, it's produced like that, it has X, Y, Z ingredients, etc. Then, after that, something is not so clear within the text of the question.
Just before you move on.
Sorry?
Just before you move on.
Yeah.
That means you wash beforehand?
So if you know beforehand that that's what you're going to do, then yes, if you have all the dinim of bread, you wash beforehand, you make hamot, you make bread samot. And we'll also have to look at, you're right, what will happen in a type of scenario where you began at the beginning with the intention of eating the snack. And in the middle, you decide to eat more.
But my point is opposite. My point,
yeah.
This type of bread became bread.
Right. So that's exactly what I wanted to say.
It's already irrelevant what you would like to do with it. I can tell you, right now I have a big problem with my grandchildren.
Yeah,
I buy them pizza, and I would like to taste it.
Right.
Pizza. I have to watch.
The reason that that's for is that it's a little further. In other words, we're going to see these various criteria, and then the question begins: what happens when we have something which seemingly does maybe fit the criteria in the book of being a snack food, but practically it's become usual, accepted practice to eat such a food for a sunnah. So,
yes.
So that's within the psak that Rabbi was saying, that such a thing, if it taka become usual to eat it,
but has it
as a food,
not by you.
Not by you, Dafka. Right. Correct. Not Dafka. Even if I decide right now I'm just going to have it as a snack, it would be a little bit like saying, I'm going to have right now a little piece of bread just as a snack. Right? Doesn't change its process. It is defined by general standards, and the chiddush of that case is, even where, according to the book, maybe it would be called a snack bread, if it's become usual nowadays, accepted social practice to eat such a thing called satiation, would also be called regular bread.
Thank you.
Okay, now, this is all kind of more filters, so more of these details.
Just a second. So now, something which is taken just as a snack, almost up with everybody else, but you decide to prepare a suda on it. Cream cracker.
Right.
I'm going to have 10 cream crackers. So yeah. Now, you say, oh, I said, right, so now do I wash, even though everybody takes it as a snack.
No, right. So for that, we have to look more, we have to look more precisely and specifically what exactly defines a suda. Is it just the fact that I call this my breakfast? Is it, what defines it?
We'll have to find out
more specifically what defines it. But yes, in principle, in general outline, that is true. Even though it's a food that generally people would call a snack food, if you've decided to be kevei suda, you'll make on it hamoyim. You just have to define what is called kevei suda. Okay, let's look at the first couple of sifim of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch inside. Sifim. So sifim basically just summarizes the general introduction that we've spoken of. Lechem shehume hameshes meizot, a type of bread that is produced from the five types of bread. Elos who pas habor v'kitzin, but it is a snack bread. Im oishel v'menu popus mishir kviyot suda. If one eats smaller than the amount, which is the amount of kviyot suda, eino tzorek v'sidit yadayim, it doesn't require sidit yadayim, the aim of Oracle all of Hamitzi, and what does not make the Brock of Hamitzi, and the Burial in the Zonas, rather Burial in the Zonas, who are after all Alamishi and afterwards Alamishi. After the Burial of the Venom of the Shiro Kavir to them, all Dino is a Lechem Gomu. If, however, one eats indeed an amount of Kavir to them, then it becomes like regular bread, and it means all the halachos of bread, sorry for the Zion, Mavoris of Allah, Hamitzi, well, after all, verse some of those. And as we said, this all only applies to things that can be defined as a bread because they are baked. Items which are mezoidis but are cooked, like spaghetti, pasta, couscous, you can have as much of them as you want, you can fill your bowl from the bottom to the top. It will never become.
Even a bagel, if you stopped after the cooking stage,
if you would have it just cooked. Right, yeah, probably wouldn't be very tasty, but. No. But anything baked will fall in this category. Now, what exactly makes it a snack bread as opposed to regular bread? So let's have a look in three plates. So in three plates.
On tables, I think, I remember, impossible was the question. I don't suppose it's a funny question.
Yeah.
But they boiled it, I think. There's something, there was a.
Yeah, there was a question about. So my brother was saying, if you would eat it after it's only been boiled. If it's been boiled, then for sure it would be just lasagna. We're asking, when it has been boiled and baked, does the baking change its status? You know, if we would stop at the same stage of it being boiled, it would be lasagna.
Is it boiled and baked?
I think so, yeah. I think that's the whole thing of a baker, right? It's boiled
and baked.
And then baked.
And baked.
Correct.
So we have to look more at the technicalities of when our fear overrides the visual. The bottom line is that it's how it's but they go come with it. Okay.
No mistake.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's look at these things. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is going to define for us two types of habarbekim. Two things that fall into this category of a snack break. What is it? Some say that it is a pan, a bread which is made with a pocket, with the word kismin, like from the word kiss. A pan, bread with a pocket. What does it mean, bread with a pocket? Mamur is something that is filled with peros, either with fruit, a filled bread. It's filled with fruit, or with basa, or with gavina, or it's filled with meat, or with cheese, or other types of filling.
Every sandwich, every pizza.
Let's stop here and look for a second a bit more at this category. Because what we mean over here is not a sandwich. We don't mean a sandwich. By a sandwich, you just take bread and you sprinkle it something or even fold it and it's cooked. No. What we mean is.
One bread and cut just on the side.
Right, so it can be literally
cooked.
Right. So what we mean over here is that it was this way from the time it was baked. It was baked that way. As you can't take something that's already bread, it's hamotzi, and by filling it, it will suddenly become a lot. From its baking, its chiloto, this is how it was. It was baked with the filling inside. But having said that, when we have such a situation where it was baked with the filling inside it, we are saying that even if the dough is a regular bread dough, it could be, contains all the regular ingredients of bread, flour, and water, and not very sweet, and not other things. Simply a regular bread dough, but it's filled with these types of fillings.
And baked.
And then baked. Filled before the baking, and then baked. That gives it the thing of Tzad Habar Pekin. So, the Shulchan Aruch adds to this a number of other examples. It's filled with other types of sweet fillings, with honey, with sugar, with nuts. Nowadays we would add, you know, jam, chocolate, all these types of fillings which are not filled into some sort of dough. That gives it this thing of Tzad Habar Pekin, where without Kaviyas Tzuda it's Mazoinis, and with Kaviyas Tzuda it's Hamotzi and Berakhas Hamotzi. One further word about the examples which the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is. Interesting, we'll take note, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch gave us the example that it's filled with fruit, or it's filled, he says, with meat or with cheese. Now, meat and cheese might bring a little, awake a little question mark in our heads. But the basic definition of Tzad Habar Pekin over here, the basic idea lying behind all this, is that these are things which are made not for satiation, not for regular suda, but for snack. Now it would seem that's all very well when you fill a dough with something sweet, sugar, honey, jam, chocolate. That definitely gives it the quality, the characteristic of being something that is designated for snack. But when you fill it with butter and with gavino, it would appear that it's something made for satiation. And indeed, other questions say not like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and they say that when you have a type of bread dough which is filled with meat or with cheese, something for satiation, it is not part of the kitzur.
Just a second.
It is hamuk.
Well, what happens? Scenario: you go to a wedding, and they get small things for that beforehand.
Oh, so exactly that. And Mr. Brewer, and however, one, what's the word? One added condition that if they're made in such a syrup, like Rabbi Ron is describing, they're small and have a little bit of meat in them, it's clear that they're just to, as a sort of snack, let's say at the beginning of the meal, to awaken the time of Achil or something like that, then indeed they are the most. But let's add one further point which is very relevant to nowadays discussion. Because we could begin to ask, so every time you go to the bakery and buy a baraka, they're saying now that all barakas have become halotzi, because they're filled not with jam or with chocolate, but they're filled with potato, with cheese, and things which are litzvia. So maybe if they're small, and they're the type of thing you just have as a snack, one or two, but maybe a bigger one, what will be? So, that's another point that's very relevant. And then over here, we are discussing something which we wish to give it the halakhic din of patabobakistin simply on the basis of the fact that it is filled. So it's a regular, in halakha here, we're discussing a case where it's a regular bread dough, and we're discussing, let's call it patabobakistin because it is filled. That's the only reason we're going to consider it patabobakistin, because it is filled. So on that we're saying that you've got to look for the filling. If it's a filling that is a snack type of filling, so yes, it's a snack bread. But if it's not a snack filling, it's cheese, it's meat, then it's not a snack bread. However, we're going to learn that there are other things which define patabobakistin, not just the filling. We have to look at how the actual dough is produced. Well, in fact, the dough is not made in the fashion of regular bread dough. It has other added ingredients, different to a regular bread dough. It's going to be the next case of the Kitzur Shulchan. If we have a dough that's produced not in the fashion of regular bread dough, we'll look soon more closely at the specifics, not made in the fashion of regular bread dough, that's another reason to call it patabobakistin, besides for the filling. So even if you don't have the filling, even if you would have that dough as well without any filling. Now our barakas nowadays are not regular bread dough just filled with a filling. They are indeed a special dough which is not made in the fashion of bread dough. It has all types of other ingredients which are definitely a majority over the water, mainly margarine, which is very unhealthy for you. So you shouldn't have too much of them. And therefore, our barakas are anyway very minimal labels, not because of the filling, but because of the way the dough is produced. So even if you will have a baraka which is filled with potato, filled with meat, it's filled with cheese, in such a fashion that it doesn't look like a snack bread, it actually looks like it's a filling of satiation, it will still be very minimal because of one of the other rules of patabobakistin, that we have to look how the dough is produced.
Yeah.
And this is the next time we'll continue looking at this and look more closely at some of the other conditions. Yes, medicine, if you have that dough, which is unlikely, even if you would, it would still be still a patabobakistin because we have to come up with a filling.